in the backyard. Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Broadcasting live in digital HD video from the powerhouse in Lusaka. The power. On 23 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Ministry of Health approves the use of injectable antiretroviral ARVs. Government tables key media and justice bills in parley. In international news, France leaves $2.5 billion push to protect Congo's forest as climate summit urges action. And in sports, Zambia under-17 men's national team FIFA World Cup match against Honduras on.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Ministry of Health has announced the registration of a long-acting injectable antiretroviral ARV for HIV prevention, known as lenacapavir, LEN, by the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, marking a major milestone in the country's fight against HIV. Addressing journalists in Lusaka today, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima said the approval of lenacapavir reaffirms government's commitment to ending HIV as a public health threat by 2030 through the adoption of innovative and highly effective prevention technologies. Dr. Mchima explained that the drug, administered once every 6 months, offers protection from HIV infection for the same duration. He noted that the registration builds upon the earlier introduction of another long-acting injectable ARV, cabotegravir, CAB, which was launched in February 2024. Dr. Mchima recalled that on September 24, 2025, during the UN General Assembly in New York, he joined former U.S. President Bill Clinton in announcing a negotiated price of $40 per year for the six-monthly ARV. He expressed delight that within 6 weeks, Zambia had successfully registered the product, becoming the second country in Africa after South Africa to do so. He emphasized that the introduction of lenacapavir has significant implications for HIV prevention in Zambia, which continues to record about 30,000 new infections annually, particularly among adolescent girls and young women. Government has tabled key media and justice bills in Parliament, aimed at strengthening the broadcasting sector and tightening the justice system. Information and Media Minister Cornelia Semwepwa presented the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation Bill, which seeks to modernize the functions of the national broadcaster. The bill proposes the introduction of a broadcast levy and will replace the current ZMBC Act of 1987. Mr. Mwepwa also brought before Parliament the Independent Broadcasting Authority Bill, which maintains the IBA, but with a new board structure and updated powers to regulate the industry. The proposed law is designed to promote media pluralism and diversity. Speaking of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti has referred both bills to the Committee on Media, Information and Communication Technologies, which is expected to present its report on November 27, 2025. Meanwhile, Justice Minister Princess Kasune has presented the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Bill, which proposes to make serious crimes such as defilement, rape, incest, theft of medicines, copper and livestock non-bailable. The bills mark government's continued push to reform media laws and strengthen the criminal justice system. Powerhouse Media Group President Kenny Tonga, fondly known as Kenny T, has scooped the Broadcaster of the Year Award at the prestigious Zambian Man of the Year Awards 2025 for his exceptional work in the media industry. Known for his famous and inspirational podcast, the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Mr. Tonga competed with several other media personalities. The awards cement his influence in the Zambian media landscape. In the meantime, the media mogul is among the nominees for the Diamond TV Personality of the Year Awards Portiers, under the podcast of the award category. Meanwhile, Zambian Republican President Hakainde Hichilema received the Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of his outstanding contribution to national development, peace and leadership. In his remarks, the head of state said the honor symbolized Zambia's collective journey of unity, hard work and resilience. He thanked the organizers for their vision in celebrating men who have made significant contributions to the nation. The award ceremony, now in its fourth edition, celebrated individuals who continue to make a positive impact in their respective fields and contribute to the growth of the country. The Small Scale Farmers Development Agency, SAFADA, has appealed to the government to channel the export of maize to Malawi through the Zambia Commodity Exchange to promote transparency and ensure that farmers benefit directly from the deal. SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Mowe says while farmers welcome the $77 million United States dollars maize export agreement recently signed between Zambia and Malawi, there's concern that the arrangement could affect national food security if not properly managed. Mr. Mowe said government should avoid using the Food Reserve Agency's strategic grain reserves for exports, warning that this could tighten domestic supply and trigger price shocks. He further urged government to create more storage facilities to handle local surplus and prevent hasty exports driven by limited capacity. Mr. Mowe emphasized that the maize export deal should be structured in a way that benefits small-scale farmers and contributes to economic growth without compromising national food security.
This well-negotiated mutual maize export deal should not only benefit a few individuals, but should be trickled down to the population economically well feeding the nation. The export may become a threat to food security if we are not careful. We think that there is enough to maintain national food security, but it may occur that we have a deficit because of high demand. You know, this arrangement, you know, like the figures, $77 million US dollars, means that there is a lot of money that is involved. So if you find that Zambia has only enough consumption and a few surplus, meaning that they will still use the grain stored for the country in order to mitigate the agreement. So this should be taken very carefully. It should be considered very carefully.
In international news, judges at the International Criminal Court, ICC, have confirmed war crimes and crimes against humanity. Charges against the Ugandan rebel leader, Joseph Kony, nearly 3 decades after the court first issued a warrant for his arrest. Kony, who remains at large, faces 39 charges, including murder, sexual enslavement and rape, making him the ICC's longest-standing fugitive. Judges from the ICC's pre-trial chamber 3 said there are substantial grounds to believe that Mr. Kony is criminally responsible for the crimes committed in northern Uganda between 2002 and 2005 when he commanded the Lord's Resistance Army, LRA. Besides crimes committed by his rebels, the judges said Kony could also be held responsible for 10 crimes he allegedly committed himself, linked to 2 women he forced to become his wives. The ruling marks the first time the ICC has confirmed charges in a suspect's absence, meaning the case can formally proceed to trial if Kony is ever captured. Under ICC rules, a full trial cannot begin without the defendant's presence in court. Prosecutors said efforts to track down and arrest Kony, now 64, are ongoing. Still in international news, world leaders meeting in Brazil's Amazon rainforest renewed calls for urgent climate action as France announced a new $2.5 billion initiative to protect the Congo Basin forest, the world's second largest tropical rainforest. The pledge comes as Brazil revealed it has already secured $5.5 billion for its new fund aimed at paying developing nations to preserve forests. We monitored African news. Apologies for that. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit iCare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account.